So yeah, I'm going to talk about this again because there's some new people. And like I say, this is not attacking the women. This is just the truth. And you either accept it or you don't, you know. If you read 1 Corinthians 7, the Apostle Paul said, it's better for a man not to touch a woman. Nevertheless, to avoid fornication, let every man have his own wife, right? Some were not able to handle it. Some are. So, why would he say something like that? Have you ever wondered why Apostle Paul would say some of the things that he says? I have my whole life. And I was praying for God to reveal a lot of it. He's the Apostle Paul. We're talking about somebody who saw into the third heaven. We're talking about 66 books compiled together, compared, line upon line, precept upon precept, and it all lines up. There's no contradiction. But you might say, well, that don't make sense, blah, 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 I don't understand. Well, if you talk to a man who's been married a long time, any man, especially the older guys, they're usually, most of them aren't happy. I'm just be honest with you. I've talked to many my whole life. Most of them are not happy. Most of them are drinking. It's sad. Most of them are drinking. And the ones who were married a long time, end up divorced, they end up drinking. And they're drinking themselves to death. I mean, almost every married man that I've ever talked to has been married for a long time. Is a drinker. They have to look for patterns in this reality, and you have to ask yourself, why? What is that about? There's got to be a reason. Well, it's obvious. It's obvious, but preacher's not going to talk about it. Nobody wants to talk about it. Apostle Paul told you. See, when you tie into this system, you're going into cognitive dissonance. You're going into gaslighting. You're going into the flesh mind. You're going into the upside down world. You're going into the dark side. You might say, how does that relate? The system. Genesis. Eve is the flesh side of Adam. If you tie into this system is designed to create a crisis. Crisis. Why is the sister crying so much? Because of Genesis 3. Why is your sister... Bible talks about my sister, my spouse, my beloved. Why are your sisters crying so much? Why is your wife? Why is your sister? Why is your mom? Why is your aunt? Why is your whoever that's a sister? Why is she always crying and dealing with stuff? She shall have many sorrows. It's Genesis 3, the curse. Not only is it the curse, but it's also... the fact that Eve is the flesh side of Adam. God, this is not attacking women. This is just what happened for the disobedience to want to be children of the devil. You know, Eve wanted to be like God and followed the devil instead of trusting God. She wanted to be God. That's why all these divas or whatever you want to call them paint their hair red and become preachers and don't even know what they're talking about. They can't rightly divide the word if it hit them in the face. This is not attacking anybody. This is just explaining some of the deeper things on your life that you'd never understood before. If you say, Lord, I want the truth no matter what, no matter if I have to look in the mirror, no matter if I have to change, no matter if I have to face reality the way it is, I could live in delusion, but I don't want to live in delusion, Lord. I want to see the truth. And he might say, well, you're going to have to give everything up. You're going to have to be persecuted. You're going to have to be ridiculed and mocked and lied about and made because they're going to hate you. I want the truth, Lord. I want the truth. Okay. Here you go. There's a lot of layers to the evil heart. So if you really want the truth, you're going to have to start peeling off these layers of your evil heart. And you're going to have to face yourself to see the whole truth. Okay, I'm ready. So you have to look at your own. See, why did we believe the lies? Why was Jesus able to walk down here and not fall for the games? Because he didn't believe the lies. He didn't receive the lies. He didn't accept the lies. He is the truth. Jesus, the way, the truth, the life. He won't put up with lies. He won't put up with gaslighting. He won't put up with fake reality. Think about Jezebel. So Jezebel was very insecure. She married Ahab, a nation that's not her nation. So she had to have a bunch of flying monkeys to justify herself. She had to have all these people supporting her, even though she was a liar. Probably the same thing that was happening with Queen Elizabeth. She was probably just surrounded by flying monkeys, and if they didn't, they'd cut their head off. That's why that evil queen in the Cinderella, cut her head off, cut her head off. They want to cut you off. If you don't follow their narrative, which is lies and gaslight and fake reality, and if you're not one of their flying monkeys, they want to cut your head off. If you're not a flying monkey, if you're not following their narrative and you see through it, they want to cut your head off. They want to get rid of you. Divorce you, fire you, whatever. They want to flip it, make it look like you're the crazy one. They're not going to take responsibility. The flesh mind is doing everything it can to survive. It's totally insecure. It's weak. It wants to look good. It wants to outward show. It's nothing but foolishness. It can't rightly divide the word of truth. The flesh mind is contrary to God to the hilt. It's nothing but sin. So if this is a man's world, what's the woman going to try to do? She's going to try to create she's going to try to create laws that try to equalize what God created and try to get rid of the curse. Notice these women that say, oh, abortion's okay. Look, killing a baby. They're trying to reverse the curse. This whole thing about making these laws to try to create equality through a law, which is fine. I mean, everybody's equal. I understand that. And I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about taking the laws to the extreme to force situations that are really unequal in the other way. And actually don't even make sense a lot of time. And they're actually destroying themselves. They make laws that even they can't even keep. I mean, look at the Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. So she was trying to use a law that backfired onto her, and then it went all over the country that, oh, maybe this Johnny Depp was worse than, this is bad for women. Yeah, it's bad for women because you're just as guilty. Gaslighting is evil. Lying is evil. Trying to manipulate, trying to coerce, trying to get somebody to hit you is evil. Trying to provoke somebody's evil, pure evil. So the flesh mind is always trying to flip reality back onto the other person and make them look like the bad guy. And you see how Johnny had a great team of lawyers and Amber Heard was revealed to be the abuser. she was revealed to be the manipulator, the master manipulator, abuser. So that those laws that they set up that they thought would help them ended up backfiring, and it's revealing that, hey, you can do it too. You can be the abuser too. And men already knew it. Women knew it. Women knew it. The saved women I know, they know it. They know how Jezebel does. They use their body to try to demasculate the man and get the man all weak. Men, it's built into a man to protect a woman, to work hard and protect a woman. But and the saved women know this, and they don't mind submitting. But the system is set up where Jezebel is trying to make the men have to protect themselves, and it's actually making it worse for them. And if you really open your eyes, there's a lot of women looking for a husband that can't find one because the very system that they set up to protect them based on extreme laws, it ends up destroying them. And most of them end up running the streets. They got about 3 or 4 boyfriends, and they're running the streets. It's just the way it is, people. You try to change God's program. You try to change creation, what God instituted in Genesis 3. You try to change the overarching patterns. And see, when they come up and they say, we're going to destroy the patronage. What do they call it? The patronage. Rihanna says, we're going to run this mother. They're going to try to destroy. They're going to try to destroy the seed that comes through the man. They're going to try to destroy God the Father, make it God the Mother. They really believe they can do that, but they're actually destroying themselves. And anybody who believes they're junk, and these pastors who don't speak up, they're actually hurting the women. Because they're actually destroying their self. They're actually destroying their flock by not speaking up. Because the women think that they can reverse the curse in Genesis 3. And the submission is to protect her. Because it's a fractal hologram. And the very thing that's happened in Genesis 3, she was easily deceived, is happening today. That's why when a woman takes her car to get the oil changed, usually it costs about double what it costs a man. Because they don't know what's going on. They've been conned. The salesman tricked them. And they know it. They know it. If you just talk to the average woman just in the regular setting, not talking about the Bible or anything, and you talk to the average man, this is common knowledge that the woman needs a covering. Period. It doesn't matter if she's a doctor. It doesn't matter if she's a nurse. It doesn't matter what she is. Because when her ceiling fan goes out and she needs somebody to pull it down and put a new ceiling fan and rewire it, she needs a man to do it. She might even be an engineer. She might be a technician. But is she going to go outside and split the wood and heat her house? Is she going to go out there and change her tire? She might be able to survive, but I even doubt that, because even the CEO of NASDAQ, I forget her name right now, but she might not even be the CEO anymore, but she was the CEO of NASDAQ, and she made it clear that she had these men around her that was giving her advice how to invest. And the men said, just never stop, never stop. She said, my friend, what's his name, said, never stop. And I learned a lot, you know. Men learn from women, women learn from men, don't get me wrong. But all surrounding her was a bunch of men. I don't even know if she's the CEO anymore. It's a man's world. Because Eve is a piece cut off from Adam. And what she thinks about is relationships. What she thinks about is emotion. What she's thinking about is the home. Man's thinking about surviving, working. And that makes women mad. Why are you mad? Men are men. God made them that way. If we want to work hard and survive and do bushcraft or do carpenter work or whatever and expect somebody to be cooking and cleaning, what's wrong with that? That's the way God designed it. Why are you trying to change reality? What, are you stupid? Why are you trying to change reality? You can't change reality. You can try, but you're fighting against yourself. Anyway, I didn't know how I was going to talk about this, but I know it's going to make some people mad. I really don't care. The truth is the truth is the truth is the truth. Hopefully it'll set you free. Hopefully you'll say, who am I? God created me to be a certain way. Why am I trying to be something else? Maybe you'll wake up. Maybe I can snap my fingers and say, wake up. Wake up. You've been brainwashed by your society. You've been brainwashed by the Illuminati. You've been brainwashed by the system, Genesis. You've been brainwashed by the system. The Illuminati devils have flipped reality, and you're in the flesh mind, and you think that you can outsmart God, just like the devil thought he could outsmart God, and Eve thought she could outsmart God. And somebody says, what about Adam? Adam wasn't in the deception, but he went down with the ship. He made a choice. And so in Adam, I'll die because the seed comes through Adam. Nevertheless, she shall be saved through childbearing. What does that mean? Eve was in the deception, not Adam. But nevertheless, she shall be saved through childbearing. What does that mean? Her seed shall bruise his head. Jesus came through that seed. Well, why do they say it's the seed of the woman? It's actually the seed of Adam. But the reason it's, they say the seed of woman, because the virgin birth. That's why the alphabet is OPQ. Why is the letter O before P? O is the represents the womb, what represents the female. The P represents the male, the penis. OP. So why is OPQ? So OPQ, O is the woman, P is the man, Q is the pregnancy. Now why is the P after the O? Because of the Genesis 3 prophecy. Her seed shall bruise his head, the devil's seed, Cain and Abel, the spirit of Cain and all the unsaved. So what's going on there? OPQ goes back to the virgin birth. The seed is from heaven, but it's pointing back to Genesis 3 prophecy. And Q is in series after. It's a copy machine. So the man puts the seed in the woman makes a copy, and it comes back and she gives back. But most women, they just want a baby daddy. They're just thinking about surviving. They just want to have a baby to get a paycheck every month so they can have it easy. Instead of submitting to the man, and then he takes care of her and he works, get insurance and all that. She wants to usurp the man, end up living by herself, being her own boss, being her own goddess. And she thinks she's a goddess, because she's manipulating five men. If she was such a goddess, why does she need five men to manipulate? One to pay her power bill, her phone bill, and all that. If she's a goddess, why is she having to lie and gaslight, manipulate, and have sex with all of them and become a harlot, a prostitute, pretty much, and the whoredom and wine, new wine, is taking away her heart, and she doesn't even know she's destroying her own heart? How's that even possible? How could she be in that much deception? And it's rampant. I can walk in this store and talk to the lady in this store. I'm getting ready to go get me something to drink. And I promise you, she thinks that way. How's that possible? Because the system has created psychopathic, sociopathic, narcissistic people who think they are something when they're nothing. The Bible says you're blind, you're deaf, you're dumb. You're clothless. You think you can see, but you're blind. You think you can hear, but you're deaf. You think you're rich, but you're poor. The whole system is set up to create some kind of fake reality, and their music, their TV, the whole thing is to put you in slumber, to deceive you, to make you think that you can be God. Without any overarching truths, without being able to rightly divide the word of truth. So if you hate your authority, unless your authority is an abuser, you know, I understand that. But you have to do the Amber Heard thing. Who's manipulating who? Who's provoking who? You have to ask these questions. If you don't know your role in a marriage, why get married? If you don't know what you're created to be, why get married? Stay with your dad. Stay under your dad's household. Move in with your brother or something. Stay under your dad's household if you don't really want to do the role that you're supposed to do. But you're not going to do that if you have the Jezebel spirit. You're going to believe that you can be your own goddess, can be your own god. And it's not just the women. The men believe lies too. Men are doing the same thing. This is an unsaved person in a Gentile nation is pretty much, like the Bible says, a goyim. They're upside down. Everything they do is upside down. Every thought, every word, every conversation, it's upside down. It's completely insane. And the more you wake up to it, you realize these people are human. Yeah, God loves them. God went to the cross for them. But they're NPCs and they're goyim. And the more you learn, the more you separate, the more you get away from, the more you listen, and you don't go by emotions, you go by truth, and you go by logic, and you see through their lies. They're gaslighting. They're actually insecure. They want to take their mistakes and project it onto somebody else. Seriously. They want to take their weakness and project it onto somebody else. They want to take their ignorance and hide it and project it onto somebody else. They want to flip every conversation back to somebody else because they don't want to admit that they have no logic and no really foundation to even stand on. How do they get out of bed in the morning when they don't even think right? They don't. Everywhere they go is trouble. That's why they have problems with their family, narcissistic family trouble. Narcissistic job trouble, narcissistic whatever. Everything they do is the sine wave, the snake. Everything they do is drama and chaos. Everything. Because they're living on emotion. Why are they living on emotion? Because they're not stable. Why are they not stable? Because they're not able. Why are they not able? Because Abel was able. Cain can't, and Abel's able. And when you say that, and you say that to the sons of Cain or the daughters of Cain, are you a goat? And they're proud to be goats. The only way a goat can sustain themselves is do evil and to deceive people and destroy people so that they can be a goat and sustain themselves. So here's how the goat wins the game. Doesn't matter if it's a man or a woman, a male or female goat. They actually have targets. They actually are psychopathic. And they want you to become a part of their little system that they created, which is fake reality. But they're gonna paint a picture that makes you think that they got it going on. And really, the only reason they got it going on is because they vampired off of 1,000 people or 10,000 or a million on YouTube. They might have a million subscribers and they put on this show, but the only reason they even get where they're at is because they're master deceivers. This is the real deal, people. When you break it down, the ones who rise up are the ones who sold their soul to the devil. They're master deceivers and they rise up painting a picture of a fake reality that it's like a cult. They get these people to follow this cult and they make money off the cult, just like the churches. the churches who are legalistic and emotional and traditional, and people actually go and they're being brainwashed to not have any inner knowledge, but depend on a pastor or somebody else to give them spiritual knowledge. They don't need, if you got the Holy Spirit, why do you need, let's say you listen to some pastors for 5-10 years, you should already know it. And then the Holy Spirit should start teaching you. All you do is crack it open your Bible. If you got the Holy Spirit, it'll teach you. And so my point is, the whole system is designed to make you think that you don't have the power. Let me say it again. The whole system is designed to flip roles and reverse the fact that you do have the power to make you think you don't have the power. Let me say it again. Let me say it real slow because you're not getting it. The whole system is trying to reverse roles. When you all have the inheritance, you are joint heirs with Christ, but the whole system is trying to reverse roles to make you think they're joint heirs and you're not, and brainwash and gaslight you to take away your power, and vampire the flesh wants to vampire the power off of you when they have no power. The code doesn't lie. The codex, the Bible, the truth, if you can rightly divide it. But the reason you can't is because the music and the TV is just blinding you. That's the only reason.